Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Care of the park in perpetuity and open it up for all to use. So just as we can go to an Ellicott Creek Park or Chestnut Ridge and participate in county activities and use the county assets, so too can we use this facility, right? It's a public space. Again, it follows the lead of other projects the town's been part of in its history. And it's a pretty tremendous history. And if you look at those projects, you know, they had bipartisan support, right? But they didn't always start off as an easy construction and easy, you know, project. They took time to develop and took time to figure out. And the town ended up with some really great assets because the town partnered with other agencies. And that's what we're doing here.
Do you think the residents, are they almost burned out of this whole Westwood issue? It's dragged on for 12 years. Now you finally have it. Should be a final chapter. Is there a certain level of burnout? Like, I think we don't care, just get it done.
People I talk to, you know, are just, you know, what is going on with it? It's still going to be a park. Great. You know, we're going to do it with the county. Okay. Like, you know, I think people just want to know. Like, give me access to it if it's going to be a park. That's what I see.
Are they just sick of looking at it as being a glorified used car parking lot or new car parking lot?
I don't know if it was a glorified new car parking lot. Mm-hmm. I think what we've had to contend with there is a lot of work to make sure that when we allow people into the space that it's appropriate, and you know, obviously New York State DEC's wanted to make sure that everything was tested along the way. And so, you know, for us, yeah, I think people want access to something. Give it to us. You're going to build a playground. Great, build it. You know, and so, you know, Jim, you walked in after the question was asked, but yeah, I don't know. Now there's a group led by a Republican candidate for office who's saying, we're going to drag it out and stop it some more. We're going to make you spend public funds to defend against a frivolous Article 78 challenge because we just want to drag it out more because we have some other interests that we might want to try. And it's like, yeah, I've heard that when I came into office, we were dealing with that stuff, right? This board's set. We want to make it a park. We want the fastest way and the best way and the best way to save the town money in doing that is to partner with the county and move forward.
The partnership is really important because we will have a park that the public can access much sooner than if the town was doing it, because we'd be doing it little by little. It'd take 20 years or so to build it out. The county is talking about several years, and most of it will be built out. Maybe not the actual clubhouse, but the trails, the playground, all their plans along with what we gave them as a blueprint to work from.
There. So the residents will not be able to set foot on this property for how long? When
the county is saying 27.
Okay.
So,
if I may just add to it, right? So obviously our board is duly elected. You know, we all ran on these things, but we are all Democrats. We hear that, right? The county legislature is not. This was a 10-1 vote by the county legislature of Republicans and Democrats, including a Republican who represents part of the town of Amherst, in support of the county taking this on and in support of allotting $6.8 million of additional county funds to go to this park before we had voted on it. So we knew going in that the county and executive and the legislature had committed to doing this park and proceeding. As the county said in their presentations, there are 10,000 acres of county parks, but none are in the town of Amherst right now. I am both an Amherst and a county taxpayer. I think it's important that we also have our share there.
Wait, isn't Grover Cleveland Golf Course in the
technically it's in the city.
Mm-hmm.
It is?
Yes. Yeah. There's not a single acre.
No.
And so, you know, when we talk about this, right, that's what they've already done. And that's just the new investment they're intending. The county gave, before I was on the board, but $2.4 million in ARPA funds towards planning for this park. So they've already invested into this park when it was an Amherst area because they have understood for a long time that this will be a regional asset, whether it's owned by the town or the county and going forward. So I think it's important to note, like, you know, you said 12 years, right? The years and years that this has been discussed, the charrettes that have been had over these meetings, the different ways that we have been taking comments from the public, not just since this plan was announced in April, but for years before that and going forward in every public expression since in the emails and the comments. So I think it's a long time and we're all ready for it. I have joked with Commissioner Schinzel when I ran into him that I'm hoping for May 1st, 2026. And given the amount of remediation, he thinks that's laughable, but I'm going to keep asking because I want it open as soon as it can be.
I have a question over here. So Gagliardo said, you know, he believes that giving away this property that was bought for $7.8 million for a dollar that is taxpayer funded, he believes it's not leadership and it's betrayal. What is the reaction to that statement?
It's easy.
Yeah. Through a lot of that.
Yeah, I mean, it's a Republican candidate for office who thinks that the Democratic county executive and a Democratic town supervisor, he's got an opportunity to challenge that during an election season. Look, it's not a gift, right? It's a partnership. And I went through how nature views a partnership with the Land Conservancy, State Parks partnership with the state. They're bringing the capital, we're bringing the land. That's what a partnership is. It's not the county buys 100% of the land and then builds a park, right? And that wasn't on the table. What's on the table is the town saying, we'll come to the table with half, you come to the table with half, and then you operate it. So I don't have to spend the money on that.
Is there much remediation that needs to be done, or is it pretty clean right now?
It's pretty clean. There is some, though, and the county is going to do that, which is another thing the town loves, right? We love the idea of avoiding having to do the remediation on that site. And it's not as much remediation as there would have been if people wanted to build housing and all that stuff, but the reality is there is work. The town doesn't have to do that.
And I will just add, like, to add on to the supervisor's answer, is that I think leadership and being elected requires tough decisions, right? It requires us to explain what we're doing, why we're doing it, and to do what we were elected to do. And so, you know, sometimes that means always it means not everybody's happening, right? But listening doesn't mean agreement. It does mean, and as I said in a different conversation, in a different context, like the perfect cannot be the enemy of the good, right? Because we can continue to discuss this for three more decades until, you know, my children's children are telling us what they want to happen with this land, or we can move forward with what the majority of the residents that we're speaking to on a daily basis. And the supervisor has taken a lot of flack for some of difficult decisions, including some pushback even from us, you know, as we have disagreements and they go forward. But I think that's what leadership is, right? We are elected to do this, and we understand that we are not going to make everybody happy every single time. But that doesn't mean we should ever abdicate our responsibility to continue the work of government going forward.
And look, there's been difficult votes on this. The decision to acquire it, the decision to, you know, we had two very difficult decisions just based on the idea of building a public theater.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one, to do it, and then two, to rescind it. There's a lot of people mad right? I mean, I hear a lot of grief about people being angry. We lost a cultural asset that went to a publicly funded theater in the city, right? And because the theater wasn't going to hold out and wait, and there was all this stuff and the challenges. I mean, so not everybody's going to get everything perfect, right? What we've done, though, is I think we've satisfied what we've set out to do. And that's to build a public space accessible to everyone that also preserves some heritage of golf and then ultimately creates an opportunity for us to create sort of a, as Councilman Zucala said, a space that can essentially serve as a green lung for the town of Amherst.
As an urban planner, as an architect, do you have enough to write a textbook on this?
Do I have enough to write a textbook on this? I'll let you know after we get them all done.
Good luck on that.
Well, yes. Wait a minute.
Good luck on that.
Do you want to share? You hung up our...
We're going to take final question.
Yeah, I'll talk to that. Yeah, we'll
go on for a minute.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to make sure Dan's running against you, Sean.
Yes.
You haven't spoken up yet. What do you want to say about his, you know, complaints about the project, the vote today, everything?
Well, it's easy to complain. That's an easy thing to do. And I'll never forget sitting in 8 years ago, just around this time frame in 2017, I, along with the supervisor and Councilmember Berger, went to the Audubon Library. And in that, there was a giant table, and a group of people said, please, can you just keep Westwood green? So 8 years ago, that was a commitment I made to everybody in that room. And now here we are, 8 years later, we get to do that. So you make a promise to somebody. I wish it was 6 years ago. I wish it was 2 years ago. That's not the case, but you know what? We're here. It's going to be a park. We made a promise, and we kept it for our residents. And I like to think that's the kind of caliber of person and leader I am.
Are you surprised it's become such a talking point in the campaign? Or?
Well, it's a talking point for him. The talking point for the residents is excitement. The people I talk to are like, finally. So he wants to fight green space in a park, and I want a park. So that's a fight I'm willing to have all day.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.